Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. I got one text message and a phone call that I'll jump on, but let me get that text message real quick. Britt from Athens says, does the gambling bill come with tax cuts? Rhetorical question, of course. I'm tired of hearing the we need the money argument. As you pointed out, we've had a massive surplus for a while. I want my unused tax money back. Yeah. I tell you what, if we're in a budget surplus, what that means is they collected too much tax. It doesn't mean they just needed it. Line one, let me grab that real quick. Alan from Hartsell. Alan, how you doing?
I'm upright and breathing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's do a little background.
All right. It's
been 99 when it almost got through. State senator down in Dothan area, between Dothan and Florida line is where Crossroads was.
Yeah.
He went to jail.
Yep.
Milton McGregor, he's dead and gone now. He built the dog track at Shorter, Alabama, just outside of Montgomery. He was also tied up to Green Track, but he'd already been kicked out of three other states. Forget for racketeering.
Yep.
Then finally, of all things, they finally got John Rogers for something. Isn't he like 83, 84 years old?
84.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I knew something in that area. I thought, now, you know, sooner or later, it took like 25 years to get John Rogers for something. You know, sooner or later, so be careful what you wish for. And back in the 80s, when the Georgia lottery went in, it was in effect about 3 years. And all of a sudden, they had a big stink about embezzlement over there. They had to clean up all that mess because I had some relatives that lived in Georgia at the time. So be careful what you wish for when you try to get gambling in a state, because it might backfire. There might be some crooks involved in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Alan, you got a great memory.
I try to. Like I said, it just history kind of revolves and repeats itself, so like I said, be careful what you wish for, because you might not get what you want. Well, have a great day.
You too, man. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate you. Yeah, he's spot on. I don't think he even scratched the surface. I can tell you that there have been, like I said, there have been any number of people that have stood trial, been indicted, gone to jail, chosen not to pay their taxes. You've got lives that have been ruined, and those same people are going to be given amnesty in this bill to maintain their facilities in perpetuity. And then let's not forget one thing that's going to happen. If they pass that gambling bill, I know I'm chasing a rabbit here, but if they pass that gambling bill, the one they have now that says the governor shall enter into a compact with the Poarch Creeks, if they pass that, something that I was not aware of in the past is that the Poarch Creeks, of course, I know this, the Poarch Creeks basically are a federally recognized tribal entity, Native American tribal entity. And as such, when they are recognized for certain lands, that is theirs. That's why they even have their own tribal police. You know, it's not as much a reservation as you see some of the other places, but they have tribal lands here in Alabama. That's why they're allowed to have some measure of gambling on their tribal lands that you don't have in other places. If the governor enters into a compact, well, then guess what? The Federal Department of the Interior gets to have a say. If the Federal Department of the Interior decides that, oh, look, we're going to approve you to have more land, let's say right outside of Scottsboro in Jackson County, woo, all of a sudden you've got the Poarch Creeks having the federal government grant them authority that the state legislature has not granted them, because by entering the compact, you engaged the federal government to do it. It's almost like you take federal tax dollars for your school. Guess what? The school gets to now have to deal with what the federal government wants them to do. It's the same thing. So this thing's got some hairy legs on it, and I just don't know it's going to wind up being a good thing for the state of Alabama if it passes. I mean, let me rephrase that. It's going to be a bad thing if it passes. Two more questions on text messages. Chris from Gadsden texted in, and I know that dude. He's a lawyer himself. He says, you might have covered this, but I don't know maybe I was working. He said, but can the, and he has a euphemism for the judge. But can the judge in Atlanta find a violation from the prosecutor and then give the prosecutor the option of how to not be in trouble for the violation? Chris, that's a great question. Just Phil talking. Lawyer Phil here for a minute. We deal with rules, model rules of professional conduct. As attorneys, we're not just subject to the laws. We're subject to the ethical violations of conduct within our own profession that helps us maintain our licensure. So I look at what the judge said about her. And Chris, I can't tell you for a fact that she broke a law per se, but I can tell you that what the judge did was basically say, well, you really, really screwed up here. You really, really did some things that are just awful and reprehensible, and you might have tainted the jury pool. And oh, by the way, I think you might have clouded the issues in the case, but I'm going to let you stay on. But I do believe that what he's just done is opened Pandora's box for a bar complaint. And if that bar complaint, at the very least, I would think the bar complaint could in some way, as a matter of judicial estoppel, take this judge's order and bring it all right in. If the judge made that as a finding of fact and put it into his order, then why would the Ethics Commission or the State Bar Association not look at this and go, yep, we have an issue? She could still be in trouble, in my opinion. I don't know that for a fact, but that's the way I would see it working that way in Alabama. How about that? More to come. Ben from Decatur says, what's the status of the DEI bill out of schools? It passed. It passed and is waiting on the governor to sign, and we expect her to sign it very soon. So my understanding is the divisive concepts bill, they call it, which is the bill that says Alabama is not going to allow the teaching of critical race theory and, you know, forcing someone to acknowledge their privilege and, you know, and you're an oppressor or an oppressed based upon your skin color. We're not going to do that in our public institutions of education. And that did pass in House and Senate, and it is now, I believe, awaiting on the governor's signature still to this day. Wow, between the phone call and the text messages, I'm almost up against a break. Listen, I'm gonna kick off another dipper. And I'm calling this one, I kid you not.
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
That's perfect. All right, do that again. Do that. Hit that big rig with the.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. No. And so these are a series of stories that I looked at and thought, if I brought this up just on my own, like if I was just talking to somebody, they would look at me and do exactly what you just did with that.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. Is my response. So that being said, I got a series of stories here that are somewhat outrageous. I got a series of stories, one of which I even broke today. And I look at this like, what's happening at West Point? Like, which major corporation has decided to fire American citizens in an effort to hire more illegals? What are they doing in California schools now? And oh, by the way, at Amazon, are they really setting up, you know, an opportunity for you to have meditation during your workday? I mean, all of it is just, I kid you not. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's go ahead and take the break about a minute early. I'll start heading into the break here momentarily. When we get back from this break, I'm going to kick off this whole section, dipper number two, I kid you not. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, just making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I'm going to go to the phones right now. Wolverine Dan's on the line. Wolverine Dan, what you got going on?
Well, you know, the old fanny thing, I guess all she had to do is drop her boyfriend. You know what, fanny? You can kiss my fanny as far as I'm concerned. You know, the way I see it, Phil, you know, these low, you know, he wasn't a low level staffer, but I have a question for you first off, because you served in Washington, D.C., or served military, thank you for your service, but also Washington, D.C. My question is this, is it true? Now, I thought someone said this, and I heard this, and I wasn't sure, and I'm going to ask you, does the people that serve in Washington, D.C., do they have a legal team that our taxpayer dollars pay for?
Well, so first of all, I got to tell you, I didn't serve in D.C. I was in the state legislature in Montgomery. But that's okay. No, it's all right. If you are being sued in your official capacity, then you will wind up having state-appointed attorneys for you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that's good.
Oh my God! Okay, you're so you got an attorney representing the fox that's in the hen house.
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, If you look at it, it's comical. It's comical, Phil. It's comical. My God. It's amazing. This lady gets away with what she does. And then guess what? You know, if they get convicted, they don't get convicted because supposedly a low level staffer decided to be a crook and do all these illegal things like the person they were working for. They didn't get busted, but they take the hit. That's how bad this is, Phil. Phil, this is blue collar talk. You know me, I'm blue collar. But now let me understand this, is that this is ridiculous. Yeah. This goes on all the time. This is a banana republic we got here. And Phil, something's got to change, because if it doesn't change, it's only going to get worse. And now they're corrupting sports. Look at the guys' NIL money. You know, look at the transfer portal. It's ridiculous, and that's why Nick Saban stood up, went to Congress, and said something about it. It's the meltdown of this society, Phil, and thank God for you and other people, but I don't know if we got enough people to make this fixed. What do you think?
No, brother, listen, my wife says it all the time, and I agree with her. There's more of us than there are of them. It just means we got to stand up. We don't have the ability at this point to shrug our shoulders and hope it gets better or to say it's somebody else's fight. We got to be in the fight, because I really do believe, honestly, that the vast majority of people out there think more like you and I do than they do like Fannie Willis or anybody else that you see on the liberal side. They're squeaky wheels right now. They are the ones who have the ability to be squeaky. But I'm going to tell you right now, we have the ability to put some grease on those squeaks and make it right.
Well, I hope so, because Phil, I'm up there in years. You know, I'm finally starting to get Medicare, and you know, down the road, I don't have that much more road to go. Okay. So I'm fighting like tooth and nail not for me, Phil. It's for the children, it's for the grandkids, it's for the kids. Because you and you might be a lot younger than me. I'm not sure, but the bottom line is this: is we're fighting for these young people. They need to realize and need to wake up and stop doing the TikTok and get rid of TikTok, for crying out loud. Stop doing your phone. Talk to somebody face to face and be a human being.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Wolverine Dan Minute. Dan, you have a great weekend, brother. All right, he's already gone. man, I tell you what, I like it when he gets on. Okay, here's somebody who's a longtime listener, but now fully disagrees with me. One of our texters, it's a long text, so I won't read the whole thing, but basically he takes issue with me taking issue with the gaming bill. His name is Billy, doesn't say where he's from, but Billy is basically saying, I've been to a lot of casinos and I don't see what you're saying. I think it's childish for me to say Biloxi's not that far away. Okay, here's the bottom line, Billy. Let's do this. Let's take that piece of legislation and let's pretend for a second that it's about grocery stores. And then see if you like the bill. Because everything that you say you agree with. Now, Billy says he's turned off the radio because he's mad at me. So maybe he's not even hearing me anymore. But here's the thing. If that bill was just about something as innocent as grocery stores, and you held it up against the Republican Party platform issues, like on the website. Go to the website. I did it most recently. I made a thing about it on the show. You go to the website for the Alabama Republican Party. Look at the platform issues, and then go down the platform issues and see if it's violated by the bill. I guarantee you'll find it. Big government, oh, I'm sorry, that's in there. Taxation, oh, I'm sorry, that's actually in there. Issues related to free markets, oh, that's also been violated. And you walk through the list. So here's the thing, Billy. You can like gaming all you want. The bill still sucks. I mean, it's that simple. Are you a Republican or are you just a gambler? And if you're that wed to rolling the dice, well then okay, that's your choice. It's America. But this is a conservative radio show. And if you think for a second that I'm going to sit here and go, well, you know, the evils of gaming and everything, but since the bill was written like Republicans, it's not that. This bill is bad no matter what it's about. If it was a bill about comic books, it'd be bad. Do you really want to have the brand new comic book commission with its own comic book police who have the ability to supersede your local law enforcement? Do you want that? Because, Billy, I know you like to gamble. But, Billy, you're missing it. You're missing the whole argument. Because the argument is about gaming, yes, but it's also about a piece of legislation that does everything that Republicans say we don't stand for. They didn't have to do it like this. Not at all. You know what they could have done? They could have quit trying to pretend they're trying to, you know, regulate gaming. This illegal gaming has got to be regulated. We already regulate it. It's called the law. You know what they could have done? They could have upfunded the Attorney General's office and given him the money he needs to be able to fight the crime like Governor Riley used to do. And, oh, by the way, it would have been regulated. Okay, then what maybe we got to do is we got to figure out how to make some money off it. Oh, now we're getting down to it. Well, if that's the case, why don't we take the other things that are illegal and tax it? How about prostitution? How about, I don't know, drug running? How about we can make some money off some human trafficking? Why don't we do that? Here's the bottom line. They're all straw man excuses. Billy, if you like gaming, I'm you know what? It's America, man. And I don't fault you. I'm not going to sit here and condemn you for liking gaming. But the reality is, this bill ain't what you're talking about. This bill's not about rolling the dice. This bill's not about the whether or not somebody gets to have a lottery. What this bill's about are bad actors who've been breaking our laws for years, suddenly getting amnesty and having their institutions memorialized into our state constitution. Not just our statutes, our state constitution. On something that we have actually voted down as a state multiple times. So, there's a great little diatribe for Billy, who's not even listening right now because he's so mad at me he turned off his radio. That's okay, Billy. Everybody knows that I'm solid conservative and just plain right. All right, listen, I didn't even get into my topic. I've got a whole topic of I kid you not. I got to tell you guys about what's happening with Tyson Foods. Oh, my gosh. And then are you about to play that sound effect? I thought you were about to hit it. Go ahead and hit.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't hear it.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. All right. We're taking a break. We'll come right back and see if I can knock this thing out on a Friday afternoon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in, just for good measure. And, oh, by the way, somebody else who covers a lot of ground is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care open 7 days a week at all their locations. They see all ages, and I'm talking about, like, you know, pediatric up to geriatric, I always say. And by the way, this is who I use personally. I say that every time because it's true. This is who I use personally. And I don't use them because they advertise. I was using them before. I was always so impressed with how friendly and clean and professional they were. And I thought, man, I could brag about this. So I just asked them, and they said, you know what? Yeah. And so here they are, part of the Right Side team, and we're glad to have them. Southern Immediate Care. You need medical attention anytime, even on a Saturday. You check them out. Find the location nearest to you online. Head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, got to take a call right quick. I see that on line one, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, and I hope all of you and your listeners are also.
Absolutely, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm sitting there thinking about the gambling bills and everything else. I'm thinking about bills in general, both federal and local. Is there any way we can get back without having barnacles on the ship, like riders on the bills, and vote on one thing at a time? Because it's like we're using a shotgun while we're blindfolded when we just need a good rifle with a scope on it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And I used to hate omnibus bills. And we don't have them near as much in Alabama as they do in D.C. Omnibus bills are filled up with pork and riders, and they like to slap everything together so one thing holds the other thing hostage. But I'll tell you, that's what they're doing with this gambling bill right now. They put a lottery in it because they know that's the part that people actually are talking about. But they're trying to get casinos right to strap hang along with the lottery.
I just think it's a very sad thing that that we can't focus on what is needed and
yeah,
disregard the rest or put it in other bills individual.
Well, I totally agree with you, man. Hey, let me ask you a question real quick. Can I change the subject on you? I'm just going to. I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I've got you on the air. So I don't know if you saw this or not, but you're a military guy.
Yes, former.
Yes, former. I understand. But former still has the mindset. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but West Point is in the news, unfortunately, again, as of yesterday afternoon. It appears that West Point has chosen to drop the words duty, honor, country from its mission statement. You got any initial thoughts on that?
The only ones I could think of are, oh, dear Lord, why?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a classic situation we find under the Biden administration, what they're doing to our military right now. And there we are. Wow.
I deeply disappreciate them even thinking of doing that.
Well, they are. It's official, and it's been signed off on by Secretary of the Army, Christine Warmoth. So, wow.
Well, hopefully we get somebody else in and everything that puts it back, kind of like the gentleman that was getting kicked off his campus or if he didn't fly his American flag on the back.
Yeah.
And then they had all the protesters fly all their flags in and they changed their mind.
Funny how that works out when there's more of us than there are of them, right? All right, brother. Appreciate your service. Thanks for calling in.
One.
You too, man. So I'm going to do this section. I'm going to do this section called, I kid you not.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. that's cracking me up that you've got that over there. How long have we had that sound effect? Has it been there for a while or did you just?
It was like the second week I started and you told me to think of some
crazy new sound effects.
Yeah. So that's one I picked. I don't know why, but.
Okay. Well, I got this section I'm calling, I kid you not. And I just told you, I just dropped it right there. One of the stories is this one. I pulled it off hotair.com. Story broke day before yesterday. Headline, everything's fine. West Point drops duty, honor, country from its mission statement. Really? So this particular article is written more in an opinion style. It's not like a news article, although he links everything to it. It's real, and he's got a copy of the message on the official letterhead from Lieutenant General Steve Gilland, who is the 61st superintendent of the Military Academy at West Point. And he goes on to say in this article, we have a decline thanks to the intrepid leadership of decades of people like Milley and Austin in the upper echelons, and Secretary of the Army Christine Warmoth didn't build the failing base that her wokeness happily pirouettes on now, is what he says. But she's certainly presiding over it, and she's certainly helping it. But it went out just the other day that Lieutenant General Steve Gilliland, the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy, has said that they're going to be dropping some key words from the mission statement. Now, there was a speech given, and by the way, it's one of those great speeches. It's one of my favorite speeches. Duty, honor, country. It was a speech that was delivered years ago on campus by none other than MacArthur. So when Douglas MacArthur gave this speech, it was so resounding that the words duty, honor, country became embedded in the lexicon of West Point. They are engraved on the wall at West Point. And yet now, duty, honor, country is being taken out of the motto or the mission statement. So here's how his letter starts. I'm looking at a copy of it. His letter starts off by saying, duty, honor, country is foundational to the U.S. Military Academy's culture and will always remain our motto. It defines who we are as an institution and as graduates of West Point. These three hallowed words are the hallmark of the cadet experience, and they bind the long gray line together across our great history. Then he goes on to tell you why they're taking the words out of the mission statement. And he has it right here, and I've highlighted it in the middle. I'm holding it up to the camera, one of the cameras. I'm holding it up to the camera. One of the mission statement, it says, both the Secretary of the Army and the Army Chief of Staff have approved this recommendation. They are removing the words altogether from the mission statement. Now, the article goes on to say, if you have any idea what's been going on with the Army, particularly with West Point for the past decade or so, it all just makes sense because as someone said on Twitter recently, they're now replacing hardcore values with variables. Think about that. Replacing hardcore values with variables. Duty, honor, country becomes, don't worry, we've already covered that. Really? They're saying it's embedded in our ethos anyway, so we don't have to say it. Now, sometimes you say it. It's like the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe in my country. Then why would you not want to say the Pledge of Allegiance? Because it reminds us who we are. The phrase was highlighted in a famous speech by General Douglas MacArthur back in 1962. It'll be replaced by a line that includes the words, Army values. Army values, those are important. But if I asked you, hey, what are the Army values? Do you know them by heart? Can you recite them? And now they're taking them out. All right, so that's the first one. That's the first one of, I kid you not. How about this, I kid you not? This story broke today. I'm looking at the story. In fact, I had to go, so then I have a paper copy with me. I had to go pull it up online. I had to pick any number of resources, and I went to Newsweek on this one. Newsweek. Phil, did you go to Newsweek? I did. Newsweek. Tyson Foods. All right, Tyson Foods. Every single one of us has eaten Tyson chicken. Tyson Foods. There are Tyson chicken plants here around us as I speak, right here in Alabama. Tyson Foods is laying off American workers and has a focused plan to hire migrant workers to replace them. Not only that.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. Thank you. Lighten the moment. But yes, Tyson Foods is laying off American workers and is operating on a specific plan right now to hire 52,000 migrant workers. I'm not saying they're open to it. I'm saying they have a focused plan to hire migrant workers. So illegals are going to have an opportunity over American citizens. And then, oh, by the way, they're also doing this. Not only are they providing a job with benefits to migrant workers, they're also providing them access to immigration attorneys. Really? Yep, there's a perk. Hey, we know you got problems with immigration, wink, wink, nod, nod, but we really need you to go ahead and gut some chickens for us. So while you're here, we'll go ahead and supply you with an attorney, and we'll put them on a mega retainer, and they'll take care of you. Just make sure you, you know, don't give us the wrong ID, if you know what I mean. That's what we're doing right now. Tyson Foods says the announcement came after Tyson announced on Monday that it would close its plant in Perry, Iowa. 1,200 employees in a town of only about a population of 9,000, by the way. 1,200 employees amid a drop in demand for some of their products. They have now shut down six plants in the past year. Tyson Foods reached out, reached out to Tyson Foods for comment via the company's media contact form, did not receive a response. But what they're saying here is, with these swarms we have coming across the border, you talk about the Great Reset, you talk about replacement theory, and then you see stuff like Tyson Foods. By the way, I did see one report, not sure how accurate it is. Any of you out there who are big into the market, tell me. But Tyson Foods market standings have just crashed today on this news. I kid you not about that one. All right, how about this one? What time we got? I got a minute for a break. How about this one? Amazon. So Amazon now has, for its workers, what they call Zen booths. I got a picture of it. Zen booths. No, we're not going to have one here, Big Rig. You're not going to get a Zen booth at the Right Side Studios.
Oh, man, I was really hoping for
I know
one.
You were. It's like a phone booth.
Maybe I can eat snacks in there.
Yeah. He's got like a... y'all don't know. The man eats constantly. But literally, you go inside. It's like the size of a phone booth. It's soundproofed. When you get in there, it's got plants and like a Zen smell.
It looks like a porta potty.
It does, doesn't it?
How is there room for like a little plant display?
I don't know, but they've got little shelves of plants, and it's got a little audio screen. The ceiling is painted like sky blue, and it's got little fans to keep you cool. And you sit in there, and it's got on the screen, you can choose the different versions of how to think happy thoughts and sit there and calm down after a hard day of packing boxes.
Is it that crazy over there?
Well, apparently it is. But it's also the headline from New York Post says, Amazon's Zen booth are considered a slap in the face to stressed warehouse workers who are now being told just to think happy thoughts. Break's over. Get back to work. Everybody back on your heads. Anyway, I kid you not. That's the thing. It's just like,
are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. All right, listen, we're going to take the last break of the day and come right back. I got a bunch of text messages already, and I'll try to catch some of those. And then I'll tell you, speaking of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, the guy who became a billionaire because of Amazon, he's all about trying to help you have fake meat. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I tell you who else has got some superpower common sense is our friend Mo Brooks, former congressman for this area, himself a right side ruffian. I am self-declaring it. But he just texted me, heard me talk about the situation with Tyson a moment ago. And Mo just texted me, and by the way, Mo's good with numbers. He said, from 2019 to 2023, that's in 4 years, there were 2.7 million jobs created in the U.S., 2.7 million created. However, American-born workers lost 183,000 jobs. Do the math there. He said foreign-born workers gained 2.9 million jobs. So basically, it's, in his words, horrible numbers for Americans. That's mind-boggling. By the way, that comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's not just like something he just dreamed up or thought he'd, you know, scratch out with a stubby pencil on a piece of paper. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 2.7 million jobs created in 4 years, but American-born citizens or workers lost 183,000. What it basically means is all those jobs somehow or another went, all those jobs plus went to foreign-born workers. It's amazing. Amazing. That's awful. Hey, real quick, one more. I'll tell you what, I'll do one more story. I mean, I got a stack of these that I could have done, but I'm gonna give you this one. On the I kid you not stuff. I mean, I just listen.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. Jeff Bezos, the billionaire slash activist. Jeff Bezos, and by the way, listen, it's his money. He can do what he wants, but Jeff Bezos has got a thing called the Bezos Earth Fund. Wonderful. The Bezos Earth Fund is a source of massive amounts of money that he has put into trying to save the world from climate change. But he's not just he's not just planting a tree. He's not just saving a whale. No, he's trying to change your eating habits because right now, he's got a $60 million commitment as part of his overall $1 billion campaign to do what he calls transforming the food systems to fight climate change. What does that mean? Okay, I kid you not. He's spending $60 million to do things like support research centers at universities that work to advance the taste, texture, and nutritional value of synthetic meat. Those two words should never go together. Synthetic meat. That's basically fake meat is what that is.
So it's trying to conjure up a healthy solution.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense.
In a petri dish.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, pork in a petri dish.
No.
Tastes like chicken. Just saying. Yeah, his organization's push to develop and promote synthetic meats is what he calls a needed project because greenhouse gas emissions attributable to agriculture and specifically livestock agriculture purportedly play a major role in driving climate change, according to the Bezos Earth Fund. $60 million to try and help develop. What do you bet he owns some fake meat companies?
Yeah.
I'm just going to.
I bet he does.
I'm betting. So he's going to use his charitable dollars to help fund his money-making venture. And it's going to be this great little thing that swirls around and he gets to benefit from it and just keep building his kingdom.
Bezos Meats.
That almost sounds comical. Yeah, man, I have me a Bezos sandwich.
A Bezos mystery meat sandwich.
Got it. Put a little Bezos on that pizza there, bub. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. Let me take a few text messages. Let's see here. Oh, the grades are in. John from Huntsville. Phil and all of his guest speakers get an A++ for their amazing performance. However, once again, the winner is Big Rig with an A++.
2 days in a row.
You're wearing it out. He says, I love those Are You Kidding Me sound effects. There you go. TL from Huntsville says, I stopped buying Tyson after the announcement they were investing in lab-grown meat products. Did Tyson get federal grants to hire illegals? Who knows? Probably. They'll probably get some kind of subsidy. They probably have electric buses on their campuses, too. Who knows? Ben from Decatur, so much for eating anything Tyson. Agreed. Mike from Huntsville. By the way, there are calls for boycotts. I think Charlie Kirk and others are calling for an actual boycott, Tyson. And I'm not big on boycotts. I mean, I'm usually like, you know, the market will do what it does. But I was good with the boycott on the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light thing. And I'll be honest with you, if you're going to fire 1,200 American workers in a small town and then announce you have a plan to hire 52,000 migrant workers, and oh, by the way, part of their benefit package is an immigration attorney, I don't want to eat your stuff anymore. I just don't. I'm for saying boycott it. Dylan from Athens says Bezos burgers. Nice. John from Brownsboro says gambling's okay, but the ones operating illegally need to get their affairs in order before they get a license to continue. Furthermore, anyone opening a gaming establishment must be vetted. I like to play some poker and I want to play the lottery, but I don't want a Vegas style land of debauchery. Well, you got one coming if they pass that bill, man. All right, listen, what an amazing, amazing show. And we got more next week. You guys stay tuned. We will see you then.